I'm Julia Van Deren, the Career Services Representative at CFA Institute, and I am speaking today with Patty Buchek. This podcast is part of the CFA Institute Career Services Library. Patty is the Assistant Dean for MBA Career Curricula at Georgetown University's McDonough School of Business, as well as the president of her own career coaching firm, Mind Match, Inc. Patty has spoken to multiple audiences of CFA Institute members and candidates about job search strategies. She is a featured coach on the CFA Institute Career Center. And you can find another podcast with Patty, which addresses successful job search strategies in the CFA Institute Career Services Library. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Julia. Thank you very much for this opportunity to support the CFA community.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your continued support. I'm going to jump in and ask you a few questions about informational interviewing. And first, I'd like to go ahead and ask, what is informational interviewing, and what role can it play in managing your career and job searches?
The informational interview is one of my favorite career development strategies, because if we're clever about it, we can use it not only for career research, but to lay the groundwork for referral as a job candidate, too. This double benefit is important because referral is the top source of hire, second only to internal promotion. The informational interview is usually a 20-minute conversation between people who have common professional interests. The agenda is set by the person requesting the informational interview. So if that's us, we're in control of the content, unlike a formal interview when we're not. Because it isn't a formal interview for hire, it's a low-stakes way of getting to know someone and for them to get to know us.
How would one go about identifying good people to ask for informational interviews?
I believe that we'll get more out of an informational interviewing campaign if we act strategically rather than sporadically. I love for my clients to start by building a list of all the companies that might interest them. This build-a-list activity can give you valuable perspective on your careerscape. When we put all target companies in one place, categories emerge and we can learn more about what our top companies have in common and what that says about our own preferences. If we conduct informational interviews with companies that are in the same category, not only are there economies in the preparation steps, but we actually become more and more informed, more and more fluent in the language of our audience as we progress from conversation to conversation. And as we get smarter, we can actually then convey knowledge from one informational interview to the next so that we are now adding information to the interview and not just taking it.
What a great approach. Once someone has identified people with whom to meet, what advice do you offer regarding how to ask someone for the informational interview?
People love to share their expertise and are often flattered by requests for informational interviews, so it's not hard. What's most important is that you respect the time of your interviewee. Before you request the meeting, be sure that you are fully prepared for a value-added conversation. This means that you've done deep research on the industry, on the company, and on the individual you'll be meeting with. When you write via email to ask for the meeting, you can then say exactly why you're interested in their work and why you value their particular wisdom or expertise. Explain in your email that you'd be happy to organize a brief 20-minute agenda. That way, the interviewee will know that they don't have to invest extra time preparing themselves. They can just welcome you and sit back while you run the show, and they share their expertise.
What's the best way to handle a situation where someone says no to your request for an informational interview?
Simply say, thank you just the same, and mean it. It's probably the case that they simply don't have the time, but I doubt you'll hear that.
So once someone does have an informational interview scheduled, what, in your opinion, are some of the critical do's and don'ts of conducting the interview?
I have 9 do's on my list and 1 don't. So are you ready for the do's?
Yes.
All right. Number 1, respect for time is paramount. Number 2, do your research ahead of time so that the interviewee is not teaching you something you could have learned on your own. Number 3, practice explaining your interest in the work the interviewee is doing so it's to the point. Imagine what someone in the interviewee's position might need from a formal candidate for hire so that all of the things that you could share about yourself, you're highlighting what's most relevant to their mission. This is important. It allows the interviewee to think of you in the candidacy light. But because there is no job application in the works, they don't need to judge you as critically as they would a job candidate. They can relax, get to know you, and appreciate what's special about you. Number 5, keep your agenda to 20 minutes if that's what you indicated in your request. If your interviewee is enraptured with your company, they may extend the meeting, but we should not presume that. Number 6, at the top of the agenda, create a space for TME. That stands for Tell Me About Yourself. This is your 2-minute verbal pitch that summarizes your career and illuminates career themes that are most relevant to your audience. You can do this easily by suggesting that each of you describe your background to the other, then let your interviewee go first. When they're done telling their story, they'll signal to you that it's your turn. Number 7, then work your way through 5 to 7 pre-organized, exhilarating questions that give the interviewee a chance to answer with their expert opinions, stories about their successes, things that they're excited about. Number 8, as your final question, you might ask, if I were interested in presenting more formally as a candidate for hire with your company, how could I do that in a way that's respectful of the company's hiring protocols, but more visible than a resume upload to the website? And then finally, number 9, pay attention to what's important to them, to your audience, and ask what information they are currently looking for. That's going to give you the opportunity to add value in the conversation and follow up with more information later. The one don't that I would offer is don't pressure for a job offer. That's too high stakes and not what they're expecting. If you're a good fit for something they know of and you've handled this meeting well, they'll suggest the next.
Excellent. It sounds like in many of the answers so far that one of the big themes that really emerges is to really take responsibility for the meeting and prepare for it. So that's excellent information you've shared. One more question. What are some good ways to follow up with someone after you've had an informational interview with them? If I ask this maybe in a different way, what's a good way to transition from an informational interview to establishing an ongoing and meaningful networking relationship?
My one-word response would be goodies. During the informational interview, you've paid careful attention to what was important to your interviewee. Maybe you even asked about the information they're looking for and might find helpful. Relevant articles, book reviews, conference notifications, networking events, even introductions to other professionals are all goodies that you can offer to extend the dialogue, deepen the rapport, and underscore your professional value. A really good goodie is one they can send along to their networks to increase their own social capital. When you are seen as active in the profession, in the know, well-connected, and a source of good information, people will naturally think of you when a job opportunity develops. If you're great as a candidate, then they get good marks for referring you, and this helps you to avoid the black holes of job searching. Can you see why it's one of my favorite techniques, Julia?
I do. It really does seem like a strategy that that can really do double duty for someone who's serious about effectively managing his or her career.
And it's a long-standing career practice that happens to be enjoyable, too.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Patty. It's been really a pleasure to speak with you.
Always my pleasure, Julia. Thank you.
Copyright 2011, CFA Institute. No part may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without the express prior written permission of CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.